Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro, and let's get the show on the road. Amazing Race, and it's going to be awesome. And thank you for everyone in the chat room. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome everyone to the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight is our night for TAR's second pit stop show with the host Louis Stravato from the Amazing Race Season 16, and we can't wait to get the show started. My name is Jerry Garcia, and with me tonight is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well. All is right. We've got our Louis back.
I'm so glad to have the host of our show, Mr. Louis Stravato, back. Let's bring him up on air and see how he's doing. Mr. Louis Stravato, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I am well. I am well. I hopefully the doctor said I can go back to work a week from tomorrow, and looking forward to doing that. As those of you who don't know, I was in a police vehicle accident on New Year's Eve. I was taking an accident report. While I was taking that, the night before we had a snowstorm here in Rhode Island, and the night before it caused a lot of ice and bad plowing was done, and there was a big car accident report I was taking. Sorry about this. And while I was sitting there taking the information down, hold on, please. Sorry.
Our dogs always have to make an appearance on the show every once in a while.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. While I was sitting there, I was taking the accident report, a vehicle, I was looking down, writing down the information, and a vehicle slid hit the rear end of the police vehicle, pushing me into the vehicle that caused the original accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. It's like whiplashed forward into the steering wheel and then backwards. And so I did. Thankfully, there was nothing skeletal, no skeletal damage with the spine or anything like that. It was just me, all like neck and back muscular stuff. And recovering 100%. The doctor actually had me doing yoga therapy, of all things. The most unflexible guy in the world. And I'm healing. I'm good. I'm feeling great. So that's enough about me. I'm good.
No, we're glad you're...
Hey, Louie. Hi.
Yes. Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. I feel like I'm totally out of it. I had no idea that you went through all of this, and I'm so sorry to hear that. And you're saying
no
that basically you've not been at work since then?
Yeah, no, I have. I've been out. Right, I've been out of work since December 31st. So
wow. I was going to at the start of the show ask you to bring us up to date with what's been happening with you since we last had you on. No idea that was going to be something you were going to talk about. What else has been? I have to, before you answer that, I have to say one of the funniest, cutest pictures ever of Bella on your couch with your glasses on and the remote sitting next to her. That was hilarious.
Let me talk about it. That's priceless. We were it was the day of the storm, the blizzard. It was the day of the blizzard. We're in the house. We had 4 bottles of wine. My girlfriend stocked up. It was awesome. We were good. And all of a sudden, Bella got up on the couch and was like sitting there like a person. You know? my girlfriend Stephanie went over and placed the remote control under her paw, and she started snapping pictures. I go, no, here, take my glasses. And she put the glasses on her, and she sat there with them on. She was posing. You seen the damn picture? It was hilarious.
You should enter that picture in the contest, Louie. I'm telling you, that picture will win you some money.
Okay. I know Stephanie was looking into that, so... she already was online looking into that, as you say it. But anyways, let's enough about me for a minute. How are you doing, Jerry? How are you and your husband, Rich? And yeah, how are you, you know, how's things going?
We're hanging in here. Baby steps. I'm not gonna lie and say it's easy, but you know we're together, and we have one. You know, we have one of our dogs, and we're plowing through everything.
Prayer and God and everything else will get you through. I mean, you sound in good spirits, thank God. I mean, you know, it was heart wrenching and breaking. I mean, I got so many phone calls a day, and you know, I couldn't even imagine, and I would never want to imagine it. So.
It's not easy starting over at this age, you know, I'll tell you that. And we're running into so many issues because of Rich being off work, getting refinanced and that kind of thing. We're running into issues because they don't want to give us a loan because he's not working and, you know, because of his heart condition. And it's been a real experience. So, you know, we'll get through this. And
I'm here for you if there's anything I can do. I mean, you know, I know we're not close, but if there's anything we can do to help you guys out, you know, with clothes or whatever, we're more than happy to help, you know.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I certainly appreciate it. There's been so many people that have been so kind. And
good.
Yeah.
And what's going on with Paul? What are you doing, brother? How's things been with you?
They've been going. No, I. It's been going well. Just trying to be there for Cherry and Rich and keeping the show running and going and making sure I keep up on my reality TV because you know if I'm not up on that I can't really do a very good show and support the show, but nothing that comes to mind of any. Oh, well, my nephew just had twin babies this past Tuesday, so that was something special. But otherwise, just
myself and the fans, we all thank you and Jerry for making this happen. You know, so I mean, in my hectic life and schedule, I'm so sorry. I end up missing the very first, leg of the race with you guys, and I have my own things with a family member, so which I'm not going to get into. But anyways, let's start off.
What's
going on,
Louie?
It's personal. It'll be everything is going to be fine. It's going to be a lot of work, but things will be fine. I wanted to first off, if it wasn't for Ron, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have this little show we do, and I miss him. And his birthday was recently, and and we're thinking of you, Ron.
I couldn't even get online that day. It's just been so rough. And
He's up there with my dad, and they're hanging out, And anyways, secondly, I want you guys to, keep in your thoughts and prayers. Mike, my partner from the Amazing Race's mom passed away recently. She was ill. If you guys can reach out to Mike on, Facebook or whatever, and tell him you're thinking of him, that would be awesome. So
I certainly will.
So let's stop getting negative, and not that it's negative, but let's get a little more upbeat. Let's talk about let's see the cast. All right. So this year we have Matt and Daniel, the firemen. We have Mona and Beth, the roller derby moms. Roller derby / soccer moms, right? Is that how they're announcing them? Max and Katie, the newlywed couple. Those of you are not recognizing the names, Max is that the little one with the girlfriend, the little guy with the girlfriend. He's a skinny guy. There's Joey and Megan. They're the YouTube hosts. Jessica and John, the dating couple. Dan and Connor, the father and son, both cancer survivors. Amazing. Totally amazing. Bates and Anthony, two brothers.
Hockey players.
Two professional hockey players. Idris and Jamel, I hope I pronounced this first name right. Twin brothers who are doctors. They're obstetricians, right? They deliver babies.
OBGYN.
Here we go. Thank you. That's why I have you, Paul. That's why you get paid. And then there's Chuck and Winona, the Kentucky couple, who I love.
I hate to do this twice in a row. Alabama, I think. Oh, right, Jerry?
No, that's fine with me. I thought Kentucky, Alabama, whatever. I mean, that's close enough. Somewhere down south. love is mullet. And there's Pam and Winnie, the Asian they're sisters, right?
I was thinking they look, but I think they're like best friends or something.
Yeah.
Which ones are you talking about?
Pam and Winnie.
Let me see what I have. I have notes on some of these.
And then there's Carolyn and Jennifer, the two country singers. Last week, I know you guys already talked about it, but let's just give a rebrief on it. They started off in Tahiti, jumped out of a plane in a roadblock. One person, they jumped out of a plane. They came down. They ended up going on to the next leg of the race, which it was another roadblock, and they had to destroy sandcastles and to find a clue underneath them. There was 100 sandcastles. It was 100 degree heat, they were saying, probably more. The way they were sweating, it looked bad. The sand was hot.
That was brutal.
Making the sandcastles was torture, you know, because the sand is dry. And three teams out of those on that particular leg of the race, you know, they have it announcing three teams are going to quit, you know, and I'm like, quit the race? What are you talking about? You know, like, but quit.
Yeah, the commercials ahead of time.
Oh, that was a good drive. That was a good pull in. That was good advertisement.
Right.
So
Pam and one of your best friends, or students and best friends.
Student and best friends, okay.
Right.
Matt and Daniel, the firemen, Max and Katie, and Carolyn and Jennifer all agree to quit it and use the four-hour penalty. So they all quit it, and then they went. They had to make a kayak or canoe, which they had to paddle across a river of 1 mile and to the pit stop. So Matt and Daniel, the firemen, who are probably getting tortured right now, ended up falling in the water, falling behind Max and Katie and Carolyn and Jennifer, went on for that from that leg of the race. Matt and Daniel were eliminated. So what did you guys think of the first leg? I thought it was pretty cool. I loved how they did the jumping out of the plane, which I'm so jealous because I did it once in my lifetime. I would so do it again.
But Louie, how gorgeous was Bora Bora? I mean,
oh my God,
the view that they had dropping out of, you know, skydiving out of those helicopters.
Yep.
It just, oh.
What I want you guys to do, my fans and you guys, when you get a minute, Google.
You're
going
to take us all to Bora Bora?
Hey.
Google Newport, Rhode Island, all right, and do an aerial view or something like that on that, probably Google Maps or something like that. When I that's where I jumped out of a plane 10,000 feet in the sky, and all you see is the mansions, you see the water, the ocean. It was so unbelievable. The first when you're dropping, it's just like loud, you know, from the wind blasting in your face, and then all of a sudden, you know, you just listen to what the guy's telling you to do, who's directly, you know, behind you, strapped to you.
You can actually hear him.
No, yeah, but you know, he gave me hand signals as we're dropping, and then once, you know, so you had to move your hands a certain way or do certain things, but once you were released, once you released the parachute, it was like, I don't know, you know, lack of a better word, zen. It was like so calming and relaxing. All you heard was the fluttering of the parachute as you were falling, you know, as you were descending to the ground. And it was unreal. And now at that point, he was able to talk to me, you know. It was incredible. It was incredible. I mean, nothing like Bora Bora, but our area of New England is really beautiful along the ocean line too. So, I mean, you know, not downing Bora Bora. Bora Bora was 10 times more beautiful, but it's like, and I agree with you, Paul. It was unbelievable.
I thought that beach competition that they had to do of going through the sandcastles and then having to recreate them, you know, I mean, that did look absolutely brutal. And
what was brutal about it was the sun. I mean, other than that, it's knocking down a castle, looking for a clue, and then rebuilding the castle. You know,
it was the heat. The heat made it brutal. I agree with you. And then the other thing, as it kept going on, that I thought about was how many times did somebody knock those things down and not dig deep enough?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. But for the most part, they appeared to be pretty much just right underneath the castles. But
the other highlight that is going to continue in several episodes from the premiere was that five-team alliance that was formed.
Right.
Louis, what do you think about the second pass?
The two passes, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, hold on. Jessica and John, you know, won that first leg. And they, you know, they have two passes. And, you know, now here's the whole, I don't want to give any spoilers yet, but there's a whole issue with it now. They said, you know, they were talking about with the alignments, whoever comes closest to you in our alliance, you're going to give them the other pass. You know, and John made a comment tonight. He's like, you know, this is a game for $1 million.
Is that kind of how you feel?
Absolutely. I 100% agree. I mean, you're not there to make friends, which you end up doing anyways. You know, you become a family. But, I mean, you know, I said that several times on my end of the race. I was like, you know, this. And Mike said it, like, right, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win and win $1 million, you know. But you end up making friends, and you do, you know, it's not like Survivor, the alliance thing. You know, it's like it's not as strong of an alliance, you know.
Right. Hey, I do have a question. I want to let you know that I actually finally got a spoiler alert clip. Prior to us talking about it, I want to play that. But the other thing I want to ask you as a racer, in the premiere episode, they said a four-hour penalty that the three teams knew that they would incur.
Right.
And in tonight's episode, they kept talking about a six-hour penalty. My question for you is, does the clue when you have these detours or whatever, does it say on the clue if you don't complete it, you will incur a blank hour penalty?
No, I think that's pretty – no, it will not. I mean, it didn't on my season. That was given, like, in rules and regulations type thing. If you fail to do this, you will receive a penalty, you know.
All right, so we had a four-hour penalty at the Sandcastle, and the
right. –
Before we talk about tonight's show, there was talk about one of the teams not doing it and incurring a six-hour penalty, and that just kind of, I thought to myself, I got to ask Louis about that. Why?
Well, I know what you're talking about for this evening. That particular leg of that part of the race was a detour, where the other one was a roadblock. So there's a difference.
They have different penalties for different portions of the race.
Okay. Right. Okay. Like a detour, detour is working with two people. No, no problem. Detour is working with two people. You know, so, you know, if you can't do it with two people, and again, like the roadblock is just one person doing it. So I think that's how they equate it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So, let's see. I have no interest at all in the Oscars this evening.
Me either.
It was so boring. I when the race ended, I turned it on, and I was, like, falling asleep watching it. I was like, I love Seth MacFarlane. Seth MacFarlane is, like, hilarious. But I think that atmosphere, I think he should be doing more like the Grammys or something like that, not the Oscars, you know.
I think he'd be much better for the Grammys, too. I think you're right.
Yeah, but it's funny. The news show that I do, usually weekly, once a week, where I go on and I'm on a guest panel, and there's a host and it's me and two other people. And this past week we talked about, you talk about certain events that are current, and they talked about the Oscars, and I'm like, you know, he was talking about Lincoln, talking about a couple of the other ones, Argo, and And I want to see Argo. I want to see Lincoln, but I haven't seen them yet, you know. So I joke, you know, being the smart ass and joker I am, I go, yeah, I really like to see Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman get best actor and actress in what's the movie they're in right now? Oh my God!
Yeah, you picked the
Paul
wrong.
Paul and I neither want to watch movies.
No, but I know
you
where
get
you're
no
coming
help from us,
Louis, because there was a critic that really was nasty towards Melissa, and so that's why you're bringing up.
Look, me, my girlfriend, we
Identity Thief. Thank you,
Identity.
Thomas. Identity Thief.
Thank you. It was hilarious. Oh my God, she is brilliant. Her and Jason Bateman were totally in sync with each other. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's funny. So,
awesome. We'll have to do that before Rich goes back to work.
That's right. You know, usually comedies don't get even a nod at the Oscars. You know, so that, you know, me being the jokes that I said, you know, I wanted them to win Best Actor and Actress. But anyway, so that's that, and I already said I can't wait to go back to work. and what do you call it? Vicky might be calling in. Vicky from season 17. She told me she may call in, so just be aware of that.
We're watching the switchboard.
Next week, I am going to make every effort in my busy, hectic schedule to take like how you post on my Facebook and take that and pass it out to all my people. My friend said, and I was telling you this before, Cherry, that there is a way to take to just send one particular message like out to everybody.
Right.
And he's going to show me how to do it, my buddy. And I know I talked about this last year, and I am a procrastinator, but he told me about it last year. And when he tells me, I'm going to tell you, because you said you still do it one by one, right?
Right.
Yeah,
and let me know. And if you do find out that you're going to have a guest as early as you find out, let me know, and I'll get those sent out. And
I already had a couple of people that got back and told you, Brent Horn from my season, the model, Steve Smith, the third base coach from Cleveland Indians, said he might call in next week. So,
hey, Louis, I know because you were homebound, if you will, that you missed out on some episodes, you know, the weather related episodes that you didn't participate in, including the blizzard. But I want to mention that you know Ben. Boom Boom Ben is in our chat room and lives up near Portsmouth and said, ugh, if I drop off, it's because the power went out again. We got a foot of snow today and wires are coming down everywhere. The scanner just dispatched fire department to wires down a mile from my house.
That sucks.
Good luck, Ben. I hope you don't lose power.
Frustrate you when you know your fellow officers are out there and you're not helping?
It's frustrating. I mean, you know, because it's in my nature to, you know, to want to be out there helping. But I mean, it is what it is. You know, I've been on 27 years and I gotta, you know, let it go. I gotta let it go because there are guys younger than me, not as in good in shape as I am, but you know.
Louis, who was it that you said was going to be on next week? I missed.
No, that's possibly Steve Smith, Smitty, the father and Steve and Allie. They were the father and daughter of my season. They he was
okay.
The third base coach for the Cleveland Indians. He said he may call. He wants to catch up. He said he got the last two shows on DVR, so he
and
may
then
call.
Brett.
In. Yep. Then Brent may call in next week. So.
And Brent.
But, you know, and then other people from other, you know, other seasons that I'm in connection with. So hopefully, you know, we can get a few celebrities next week. So.
I have to tell you, because we had a surprise call for one of your shows, if you remember last year, from from Mertz.
Yes.
Remember that?
Well, yes. You know, and I'm that's why I want to do what I'm going to do, because that Mertz called in because I had my buddy, a friend of mine has my password for my account, and he took what Cherry posted and then sent it out to all my people, you know, as a invite. So, so hopefully.
But let me tell you why I brought Mertz up.
Okay, go ahead.
Mertz, Big Brother Canada is firing up the very first season. Big Brother Canada starts on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And as you may or may not be aware, Big Brother US, every season, CBS gets out there and finds people from the media, from, you know, both internet and, you know, entertainment TV and whatever, and they invite them to come into the Big Brother house, and they spend a day there, and they kind of get a taste of what Big Brother is about, and they do the veto competitions and HOH, and they go inside of the house. Well, they did that for Big Brother Canada, and Mertz was one of those people that was in the house.
Oh, cool. That's very cool. I got so he was in there just as a media person. That's it. But, you know, he's not going to be
right
on the show.
And there was a video, and I posted the video of that. It's about just under a half an hour worth of video footage from their experience. And Mertz, everybody recognized him as being the one that probably knew the most and was the biggest, you know, fan of the show and all that type of thing. But it was just nice to see him be able to do that, because I know what a big fan he is of Big Brother as well as all reality TV. So
yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, he's a big fan of reality TV.
And as it turns out, Louis, one of the people that they've announced the cast already, and one of the housemates that was picked is a high school buddy of his. So he knows somebody that is actually going to be in the house. So that's
kind of cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I gotta go on your Facebook and check that out. All right. So that's the plan. That's the goal. That's my goal this week, is to try to get that done.
You've told the whole world, now you gotta deliver, huh?
And I gotta do it now, right. Right. You say it, you gotta do it. But it I saw a great one line or something, Emmett Smith when they gave him the Hall of Fame, and he said, if you have a goal, write it down, then it becomes then you have to, like I can't remember the rest of it, but then it's like, then you have to do it. It's something you have to do, you know, and I really believe that now. So,
all right. So have you written it down yet?
Hold on, writing it down right now. For next week. All right. It's down.
Okay.
Now I got to do it.
So you want to start off at the very beginning of the show tonight? Where they mentioned last week.
Wait, do I get to play my spoiler alert?
Yes, you do.
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh. I know you worked hard on this.
I love it.
Spoiler alert.
For those of you who don't know, that was the spoiler alert sound. Recognize it next time. All right, what were you going to say, Chevy?
Well, they start off the show tonight with a brief recount of last week's show, talking about how the three of the teams decided to take the penalty, and after taking the penalty, It was, I have to go back and look at my notes. It was,
They had a 4-hour penalty.
They had a 4-hour penalty, and the three teams, I should have had my notes better prepared.
There's only two teams that moved on. So
right.
Max and Katie, the newlywed couple, and Carolyn and Jennifer, the country singers.
Caroline and Jennifer, Max and Katie, moved on. Matt and Daniel were eliminated.
Yeah.
And then they talk about being in the Pearl of the Pacific.
Yes, Bora Bora. What a gorgeous island. I think I have to visit there. That's so beautiful. My God.
It was beautiful.
Well,
it would be a great
place
for you to take Stephanie.
Yes. Yes, it would.
I can see the two of you there now.
So Jessica and John start off this leg of the race. And, with their two passes in their hand. Now, last week Phil said that they had to give the other pass before which, like, the fourth leg?
The end of the fourth leg.
I think the wording was before the end of the fourth leg.
Right.
All right, so now what happens if Jessica and John get eliminated? There's no, next week or week four. Then there's no no passes. Nobody gets anything. That'll be interesting.
Well, I guess not.
Yeah. But from watching the show, male and female, young male and female teams have been very, very strong. So, and so far they're playing a good game. So.
Right. They had to leave at 2:56 a.m.
Yes. and obviously.
That was a really odd time to leave.
Yeah.
And then they get.
That's the race.
They get there and they find out that the water taxis don't start boarding until 7:30 a.m.
Paul loves that when they do that.
To get up and leave at 2:56 a.m. and then have to sit there till 7:30 a.m.
Let me bring up a maybe. Do they say you leave 12 hours after you arrived on the mat? Could they have arrived on the mat at 2:56 in the afternoon and they're told they leave 12 hours later?
Yeah, it could be 12 hours. It could be 16 hours. Now, seeing they didn't leave the island. It wasn't that. It was probably they finished that first leg of the race and they were off to the races. Yeah, about probably 12 hours later, if not less.
Or does production determine that after everybody's arrived when the first person leaves?
I'm drawing a blank, but I believe it was from the time you landed on the mat, they already had it planned, 18 hours from now you'll be leaving.
Okay.
So from your point. So they were in Bora Bora. They had it take a water taxi. So obviously, getting there in the beginning part of this race, there was three water taxis, it seemed like, right, that went out. The water taxis took them to this island, Motomoto, Tapula. Motomoto, Tapula. When they got there, they had to go to this wedding chapel, and they had to get a blessing from an island priest. Then upon getting the blessing, we received a detour. So they had to either pick a pearl where you had to swim into the ocean, fill a boat, go down with a snorkeling gear on, grab a line of oysters, bring them back up, and the other, your team member shucked them, and you had to find two red pearls within the oysters. I was watching them shuck them, and, you know, I've shucked oysters before, and not that easy. So, you know, I'm wondering if they kind of, like, maybe pried them a little bit, you know, so they had, like, a little bit of a hole in them. So, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever shucked oysters before, but it cuts your hand up.
These look like, you know, I agree with you. I've never shucked them myself, but they did look like they weren't. I've watched it on many cooking shows, and these didn't look like they were shucking oysters like I've seen on cooking shows.
Yeah. No,
they were coming open much easier than what I've seen on cooking shows. And for them to place those red pearls in there, you know they had to open them. So I believe that they must have been opened and then, like, glued back shut or something, because they, you know, those red pearls didn't just happen in there by themselves.
Exactly.
So they had to have been glued back together and placed on the on the rope.
I agree, because if they were not glued back together and it was just normal, I could have seen a lot of people with their knives slipping and cutting their hands.
Oh, my God, yeah. Nobody did it, so, which was good, you know. Then there was the other one was take a trump. You had to dive underwater with this headgear, diving helmet, exactly. And went under the water so you could breathe, you could just walk around. Underwater, you had to grab a trunk and take the trunk to an umbrella table. There, you had to set up a dining experience. Then you had to sit down, and then the guy, your clue was brought to you. So the people who did the take the trunk was Max and Katie, Carolyn and Jennifer, and Mona and Beth. Everybody else decided to do the pearls. You know, it was half dozen of one and half dozen of the other. I think I would have probably originally done the pearls, but if you really look at it, the dive underwater was, setting up the dining experience was a lot easier.
And so pretty.
Oh, my God, gorgeous. You know, to see that stingray swimming right by them was awesome, you know.
They had fish just swimming right through the, you know, I mean, it was just beautiful. I'm not exactly a diving kind of person, but to see them down there with that water helmet, you know, diving helmet on, and setting up all that was just beautiful. And the two women, Mona and Beth, that went down first, you know, neither of them had ever gone underwater before, done any diving or anything before.
Yep.
And so they were somewhat apprehensive, as I would have been.
Right.
And they said that, you know, once they got down there, that it was just the most amazing experience they'd ever had. And they came up and were just going on and on about how beautiful it was and what an amazing experience it was.
I don't remember which one, Sherry, that got down there first, whether it was Mona or Beth, but whichever of the two ladies that was down there first said that she kind of was freaking out for a bit, but then she started focusing on the beauty and the fish, and she said it was really calming. And I thought, what a great mind she had on her that she didn't panic. She looked around and found serenity, you know?
Was it her who said she was looking for Nemo? Somebody said that.
Those are the roller derby moms. They probably have to have a quick mind. And, you know, to be out there and be part of a roller derby team, they have to be able to think quick. They got their minds about them and realized that they had a job to do, and they went about their business and got it done. And I was really proud of them. I thought they did great on that. And the rest of the teams, they all did really well on that. And it didn't appear to be as hard as actually the pearls did.
Right.
Yeah. That seemed like they had to dive pretty deep to get down to those pearls with just with just a snorkel.
Yeah, I agree.
I felt pretty bad for Idris and Jamil.
Yeah,
I mean,
Idris and Jamil, they did pick a pearl, and They were struggling. And, you know, their mistake was continuously talking about how they, you know, one of them said, you know, what if, we're only wasting 45 minutes, you know. That's a lot of time, you know, and they should have just, you know, they were just talking about, oh, let's just take the penalty, let's take the penalty, when they should have been talking about, all right, we got another, we can go to the other detour. We don't have to stay here. You know, that was their mistake. If they went to the other one right away, they would have done, they would have went down, they would have did it and got up, and they would have been fine. You know.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, if as fearful, and I don't have the fear of water, but I understand how fearful that can be.
Yeah.
As they were struggling and knew how afraid they were doing that one, as soon as they started considering taking a penalty, they should have said, hey, let's go check the other one out and see if that one might be something that would be easier that we could complete. I totally agree with you, Louie.
Yeah, no, there was they were a day late, a dollar short on that one. Too bad. I mean, I like them. They're pretty cool guys. But
yeah.
And I actually talked to Idris. Yeah, you know, how did you say it, Cherry?
Idris.
Idris. I talked to him on Facebook. Really nice guy. Carolyn and the country singers, one of them. He's like, oh, I loved your season, you know. So once they completed either pick a pearl or take a trunk, they received the next clue, which was they had to swim to personal.
Can I, Louie? I know you probably don't like me doing this, but I really don't want to miss this opportunity to talk about Dave and Connor, who zip away and don't pick up their snorkel and fins.
Yep.
They
yep.
have to go all the way back
yep.
to pick those up. And as they were amazing how much time they picked up. I mean.
Oh, yeah. No, they were.
That was pretty
cool. I mean, it reminded me of when Mike and I had to count the links. Well, he had to count the links in a chain. And he forgot the counter, the pad. You had to have this pad. We had to go all the way back and get the pad and go back. So it's kind of similar to what they did. They forgot the snorkel and they forgot the gear. They had to go back and get it. It was part of the, you know, clue that you had to get your snorkel gear. Whether or not they could have done it without it, it was in the clue, so I'm assuming they had to use it, you know, so... or they would have probably got penalized. But, no, they did incredible. It's Dan and Connor, right? Not Dave. I think it's Dan and Connor. I thought you said Dave.
I don't remember. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it's
right,
Dan.
But
that's Dave and Connor.
Is it Dave?
Dave and Connor, yeah.
What the hell am I writing down? Anyway, it's my writing.
Anyway, I just thought that was amazing how much time they made up. So I wanted to get that in before you moved on.
No, that's all right. No, they did. They did. They were amazing. So once they completed those tasks, you had to swim to a personal motor craft Moto Tapu, which was one of the most photographed resorts in the world, they say.
That's where you're going to go.
And they had to follow this map to get the next clue. The only ones which I didn't understand why Pam and Winnie didn't follow the other teams, they must have been far enough behind where they couldn't see them. That's the only thing I think, because they got lost for a while. But they finally found their way back, and they're lucky. But most teams got there rather quickly, whether it be following somebody else or just following the map properly. There wasn't that the only people that actually had a problem with it, like I said, is Pam and Winnie. But once they
and they in, had the teams had a great time on those jet skis. That looked like fun.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was cool. I would have, you know what? I've done the jet skis down in the islands before, and as long as you're on ocean that's like calm, like it is, that was, you're fine. It's when it starts getting choppy and stuff where you get deeper into the ocean, which is like scary. it's like hitting a wall when you're hitting with it. But I mean, like that, you'd open that thing wide open and fly. Yeah, that was so cool. So once they opened up the next clue, it was a roadblock. And what they had to do was balance on stilts and kick a coconut 30 yards. And, you know, what happened was if you kick the coconut and the coconut could stay where you kicked it to, but if you fell off, you had to go back to the beginning and, you know, go back to it. Most teams did really well. I mean, I have to say, I mean, I said it tonight while we were watching it. Bates and Anthony, I said, they're hockey players. They got a good balance.
Yep.
And as soon as he said it, boom, that's what he said. I'm like, that's like, but you,
yep.
And they blasted right through it. Pam and Winnie struggled. Pam, her foot was busted open.
Oh.
She kept falling. All right. So as once they completed this roadblock, they went on foot to the pit stop, and pretty much was a foot race for most teams. Bates and Anthony, they were the first ones to cross the line. I mean, to get to the mat, and they won a trip for two to London by Travelocity. And Travelocity still hasn't paid us a dime for the advertisement. Dave and Connor came across second. We'll get back to them. Jessica and John came in third. So they're still up in the heat. You know, they're strong players. Those are the two you really got to keep an eye on right now. Joey and Megan, the YouTube couple, they were strong throughout that leg of the race. I got to say, they did really well.
They're diving. They got to those pearls quick, and they made up a lot of time. And
they did really well. I mean, I was impressed with them. Chuck, my boy, Mullet and Winona, Chuck and Winona, they are hilarious. Did you see a way he pulled her back into the boat? He grabbed her between the legs.
He threw her in like she was a fish. He just loaded her in the boat like he was throwing in a big old fish.
She laid you like a fish.
Louie and Jerry, even before that, I got a kick out of, she finally says, maybe I should go in and help him. And when she dove in the water, I thought, wait a minute, she still has all her clothes on, but the dive she had into the, it was, they are hilarious. I love them.
They are funny. The roller derby soccer moms, Mona and Beth, came in sixth. Carolyn and Jennifer, the country singers, came in seventh. Max and Katie, the newlywed couples, came in eighth. Pam and Winnie, the friends, the Asian friends, they came in ninth. And Idris and Jamel came in tenth and were eliminated from the race. Sad to see them go because I like them, but hey, the way the game goes. Getting back to Dave and Connor. Dave was complaining of pulling his Achilles and tearing it. That's a painful, painful injury. I'm just going to give you a quick story of a friend of mine. We're chasing a guy with a gun, and we take a corner, and all of a sudden my partner's down on the ground as the kid goes over the fence with a gun. He's down on the ground, and I'm like, and he's screaming. He's like, ah! I'm like, I thought he got shot. I didn't hear a gunshot. Didn't see that. And I go, what's the matter? He goes, I don't know. I stopped, but the guys that were right behind me kept running, and we ended up catching the guy. And as my buddy was lying there on the ground, my partner at the time, while he was laying there on the ground, he goes, there's the gun. He was looking under the fence. As the kid went over the fence, he dropped the gun. But I tried to get him up to walk. I was going to throw him in our unmarked police car. I was going to throw him in and take him to the hospital. He got up and he dropped. It, it's unbelievable pain. He couldn't even walk. So depending on even if he tore his Achilles, he's done. There's no way he's going to be able to continue.
Right, and that's so sad. That just breaks my heart. The doctor said, you know, what you need is crutches, and you could see the tears just welling up in his eyes.
Louis, so your partner, what was his? Was his ruptured or torn?
Oh, no, his tore away. He had to have major surgery and stuff on it. So
from your firsthand experience, you're thinking that Dave's wasn't as bad of an injury as your partner's?
Yes.
Because your partner
because
couldn't
he's
even
still
walk.
Walking. But my ex brother-in-law tore his playing tennis, and they put his in a cast because it didn't totally rupture. So what I'm thinking is that Dave's isn't totally torn, but they still need to cast it, or it's gonna tear all the way, you know. So feel bad.
That has to be the most painful thing.
Did you see the look on Connor's face? He's like, oh.
Would the producers put him in a cast or no?
No, they will get him medical care, and he'll end up on wherever Elimination Station is this year. They will, it'll be set up. Who knows? I mean, something like that, you know, maybe they'll send them home, but I doubt it, you know. I mean, there's only one time that I know of personally that a couple has been that got eliminated and was allowed not to go to Elimination Station. It was the yoga couple. It was the first time where if the very first leg of the race, the very first event in the race, you had to run to this fence, you had to guess a Chinese clue and come back with it, and the last person to do it got eliminated, and they were the ones. They promised to leave. They promised not to go back home and go to some freaking place in Africa or something like that on a yoga thing, whatever they went to. But Dan and Connor, they might be sitting somewhere poolside, right, you know, after that regular race with everybody else, with Matt and Daniel and Idris and Jamel. So
you're convinced from what you saw that there's no way that he can continue?
No, and I mean, no, I don't think so. I really don't think so. Even personally, even if he pulled his calf muscle, that's painful.
Yeah.
And the race is not always running full speed, but I mean, you got to be able to move around.
It's physical, yeah. Right. It's a physical race.
Exactly.
And they show them all the teams next week in New Zealand, which also looks beautiful. So you haven't been with us as we've talked on many of these shows, Louis, but we now, in the condo we're in, everything that we have now is rented, and the insurance company has set us up with rental furniture and rental TVs and such. And the TVs we have now are in HD. So
nice.
I'm watching The Amazing Race and Survivor and all these shows for the first time in HD. And much different than it's certainly different seeing them all in HD for the first time. And I must say hockey is very good in HD too.
I was thinking that tonight, or last night, Cherry, I was going to ask you about that.
I love hockey in HD. Are you kidding me?
I'm not a big hockey fan, but watching football in HD is like so cool. So
yeah,
but I'm sure even hockey. I mean, I'm not a hockey fan. So
and Cherry talked about her HD TV, but there's something else that she's got.
What's that?
The Hoppa.
Oh, you got the Hoppa.
Yes, I got the Hoppa.
Too funny.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Well, all right, it's great to be back. Let's see what happens next week. And hopefully I don't procrastinate all week. You know what, Cherry? just throw me a couple of text messages. How are you making out with that? And just to give me that little extra push, you know. And I deeply appreciate, again, like always, I deeply appreciate you and Paul. You guys are the back and bone.
Well, I'll be the back. She can be the bone.
You guys are this show. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have this show. So thank you so much for having me host this show with you guys.
We certainly appreciate having you.
Yeah. The show should be Terry and Paul with their guest host, Louie.
hey, just before you leave, it's a good question that Mr. Matt brought up in the chat room. What are your initial feelings about Max and Katie? Katie was the one basically saying that she's, you know, not a friendly person, doesn't like people, and what do you think? How do you think that's going to play out?
That could be her demise. That could be her demise. But I mean, I didn't like Max that much, you know, first impression. But he's another one I've spoken to on Facebook, and really appreciative and very, it seems sincere, you know, type of guy. So
yeah, I'm glad you put the real people, you know, separate from the game, and said that in a social game, in you know, that they might be their demise if they piss people off. So
yeah, exactly.
Oh, Louie, welcome back, bud. It's been so nice hearing from you again tonight.
Thank you.
And I said to Cherry last week, I said, aren't you thankful that there weren't any hard names to pronounce? All we had was Bora Bora last week. And so you've got to be back to say the tough names.
Yeah, I'm really good at that. But I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Thank you for listening. I love all you guys. Love you, and love you, Cherry. I love you, Paul. You guys were awesome. And
it's great to have you back, Louie. We've certainly missed you, and we love when the Amazing Race is on. We get to have you on every Sunday night, and it's always fun to hear what's going on in your life. Please tell Stephanie we said hi, and make sure you put that picture in a couple of contests, because I'm sure that picture is going to win you some money. She did a great job snapping that photo. That was awesome.
I will let her know.
Take care, Louie. Thank you again for being here, and we will talk during the week and work on getting the promotions out quicker on the show, and getting this thing on better track for next week. So thank you again, hon. You have a great week. Take care and be safe.
Too.
All right.
Take care.
Love you.
You guys have an amazing evening. Take care.
Take care, hon.
It's so good to have
Louie back.
Oh, it certainly is. It certainly is. I want to maybe just touch a little bit about the beginning of the show. And the whole thing with Jessica and John and Jessica, and the power that they have, and how they want people to suck up to them. I thought that was pretty
cool. I know.
The suck up talk. So.
Yeah, they want to play that for all it's worth, and. You know, I guess in one way you can't blame them. But
people offering to carry their backpacks for, I mean, little things like that. It's just fun. But I kind of, you know, we saw the commercials ahead of time about you know, the twins in the water, and you could see the guy swimming to, you know, to kind of rescue them. And I thought, well, they're done. If somebody has to actually come and rescue them. But after that happened, they continued to dive, which kind of surprised me. But I knew that was coming up because we saw it in the commercials, but it was still sad to see them. I think they could have been a really powerful team if, you know, they didn't have to do more swimming.
Yes. But, you know, on the other hand, it kind of upset me in a way, because why would you apply to go on the Amazing Race if you can't swim?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly see it in Survivor, but you also see it every season that there is something to do with swimming on Amazing Race or water. Think how they would have done in that submarine thing that Brendan and Rachel, you know, when Brendan had to get in that submarine thing. Remember that one? It's hard for me to describe it, but
yes, I do.
They would have. And the thing is, you normally have somebody that says, you know, like we talked last week, and Mary and David mentioned it, you take the heights, you take the water, you know, you always have somebody that can do it, and neither of them were able to do that. So, yeah, that's certainly a... You would think one of the two would have tried to overcome that once they knew they were going to be on the race.
Yeah, I had mixed feelings about that, because in one way I just felt really bad for them. My heart broke for them, and I thought, you know, while they really would have been amazing competitors in other legs of the race, like you said. But then on the other hand, I thought, why would you apply for the Amazing Race if you can't swim? And wouldn't you, like, you know, go out and try to get some swimming lessons or prepare better for that? And if you're not going to do that, why take up a spot on the Amazing Race when you know you can't swim and you're probably going to get eliminated, because there's going to be swimming legs where you are going to one of you are going to have to get in the water. And if neither of you can swim, then that's what's going to happen, is you're going to get eliminated. And it happened so early, I just kind of felt like they took a spot from somebody who could have been a long-term competitor, you know, or team in the race, because they didn't prepare well, or they weren't prepared. And I don't know, I just had mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that aspect of it. You know, I always think about that when there's, you know, a reality show or somebody quits. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that
there's always going to be swimming in Survivor and the Amazing Race. It's just something that running and swimming, it's almost like a smoker, you know, going on and expecting not to have to run. You know, you're going to have to run.
I just was laughing, as I sometimes do when I see something funny in the chat room. You see what Ben wrote? For those listening, Linda, he wrote, for those that aren't watching the chat room, Linda and Steve Cole probably had no idea they were going to be chasing enormous 50-pound wheels of cheese down a hill, too.
Expect the unexpected.
Yeah, you really do. It's starting off really interesting. I'm getting interested in a lot of these teams, and that's really one of the major parts of the enjoyment of watching these shows, is being invested in the people that are on them. And I think they have some pretty good characters, you know, for us to watch. I think Bates and Anthony, I didn't get a real strong sense from them in the first episode, but they're looking a lot stronger. I feel like I was getting to know them a little bit better. They have certainly some humor with them, and they can't compete with Chuck and Winona for the humor level, but...
There's definitely some great teams. I think we're just starting to get a peek at some of their personalities. We haven't really gotten to see in depth what they're all about yet. And as, you know, the teams thin out, we'll get to see a little bit more and a little bit more of what their personalities are like. And I think the drama will kick in more and more as the teams thin down and it gets a little bit more competitive. The drama will kick in and we'll see, especially as leg four gets here.
Oh, yeah.
I think from that point forward, I think the drama will certainly be heightened. So we'll see a little bit more of the real personalities coming out.
If we have nothing more to go over on the race tonight, I guess I've mentioned everything. You know, unless you had something more, we certainly have some time to talk about other reality shows that.
And which one would you like to talk about?
Well, I am starting to get amped up for Big Brother Canada. I certainly know at this point, at least, that there are some people on the internet that are going to be streaming the episodes on like Justin TV. I have gone to Slice Network's TV listings, and they actually repeat. You know, us people watching reality TV on other cable networks, we know that if we miss the first episode, they repeat it several times during the week. Well, they're doing that on Slice. It's like, I don't have it in front of me, but it's like, okay, the episode Wednesday night airs at 9 p.m. It's repeated at midnight. It's repeated at 5 in the morning. It's repeated at noontime. I mean, they repeat it about 3 or 4 times, and I don't know if that will be an ongoing thing or just in the beginning. And they do have a Big Brother After Dark that runs from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern time, 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Jerry Garcia time.
Oh, but, my Lord. I'm in big trouble. I'm
in
serious trouble now.
I don't know if the person that has announced that they will air the on Justin TV, the stream of the episodes, whether they're going to also be streaming Big Brother After Dark, but I would assume that they will, and that is an every night thing. I also read that as Big Brother won in the U.S., Canada is providing the live streams from inside the house free of charge.
Really?
But you might have to fool their computers by getting a virtual private network, a VPN, and the best ones that give you a good stream are you have to pay for them. And I actually bought a VPN service when Australia kicked up, so I do have that. But
you haven't set me up with one yet.
Yeah, I will do that. It's in the beginning. I want to see if there's another method called a proxy, but I don't know whether the proxy, and those could be free, whether those can fool the computer, their computers that, you know, because you get these blocks. Like the video I put up of the media day,
right,
when I was just using my own computer and not the VPN, it said these videos are not viewable in your location, in your country. So I fired up my VPN, and I was able to watch and download those videos. So it's going to be trial and error in the first few days, I think. And if the proxy works, fine, and that doesn't cost anything. But
Mr. Mack is saying that the proxy probably won't work.
Okay. And he is a computer expert on those matters. So – the deal with VPNs, some of the VPNs, and what they do, what basically it is, it's virtual private network. What it does is you have an IP address, internet provider address, when you're on the internet, and it identifies you as being in the United States. It might even identify you as being in St. Louis or Minneapolis, that type of thing. When you use a VPN, it actually, you can choose the country that you want to be from. And so Toronto, you can choose Toronto for a Canadian one. You can choose, you know, the VPNs. Not all VPNs offer every country. So you have to find a VPN that offers Canada. And once you signed up for it, you basically connect through that that VPN, and every computer thinks. In other words, when I was hooked up to my VPN out of Toronto and I opened up Google, it was google.ca. It opened up Google Canada. So it thinks I'm in Canada, and it opens up Google Canada. Now, some VPNs have better bandwidth than others, and if you pick a VPN that has poor bandwidth, and if these streams from the house are in high def, it might not work for you. So there's quite a number of variables that need to kind of be worked out, and I will see what I can figure out for everybody. But I'm getting excited. We got to see the house guests. There's 15 in there. There are 7 women and 8 guys. One of the guys says he doesn't like guys that are flamboyant. Well, they've got a flamboyant gay guy in there, let me tell you. There are some very interesting people. A lot of them are big fans of Big Brother. Anyway, you should be able to find all the house guests' bios and all that type of thing if you do just a little bit of searching. So then the other thing I wanted to mention, which I told you on the phone earlier today, is I just saw that Dog and Beth are going to be coming back. Not as the Dog the Bounty Hunter, but they've got a new show that is going to premiere April 21st on CMT, and it's called Beth and Dog on the Hunt. And there's 11 episodes, and they will be traveling the country, going to different cities to help out local bail bondsmen, and basically their show is kind of coming back. So I knew you were excited about that, and as am I.
Right. I was really sorry to see them get dropped, and you know they were on the network that they were on, what was that, Annie, or what network were they on? Annie?
Probably, yeah. I'm going to say
But, you know, they were on there for so long, and then to see them get dropped just, I don't know, it really broke my heart. And so I was, you know, I figured that they would get picked up again by, you know, some other cable network, and I was glad to see them get picked up again and start up another show. And
the other show that I want to talk about, and I kind of had this feeling when I saw what they were going to do in their new season, that it wouldn't be as good as previous, and I still am feeling that way even after watching 4 episodes, is My Big Redneck Vacation. Them popping into a town and then leaving, I mean, it's still somewhat entertaining, but it just doesn't have the same thing as when they're, you know, sticking around one location. I don't know if you've continued watching that or not, Jerry.
I haven't seen the last few episodes. It just doesn't seem, like you said, it doesn't seem to have the same feel to it. And there's so many shows that I'm watching. That one just, I couldn't get back into it.
Yeah.
As much as I have some other shows.
And I also
there are some shows that are getting ready to start up that I'm certainly into.
I love the commercial, and I posted it on my Facebook because the new commercial for Duck Dynasty starts with the Quack Pack.
They took the Quack Pack theme.
Oh.
I was like, oh, my goodness, do they watch Big Brother?
I know. So that's starting up this Wednesday as well, the 2 half-hour episodes this coming Wednesday. So that I saw the Quack Pack. I go, I gotta post that one. That's funny. What other ones? So we're getting down to the wire for Joe Schmo too. But what are the other
I
ones?
I know. Well, one of the ones that I watch is certainly one that you will not watch. I can guarantee
Hell's
you that.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen is starting up, and another one that I watch religiously that you will not like. Is Rachel Zoe, and I've been watching Rachel Zoe since she started, and
I don't even know who that
is. I absolutely adore her, and she is just amazing, and her show is coming back on in March, and so I'll be watching that. Also, The Voice is coming back in March. With two new hosts, or not hosts, but
judges.
So you'll be, I guess, watching Idol, and I'll be watching The Voice.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so many reality shows; it's hard to keep up with them all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's some that I look at the clock and I get pressured that I'm not thinking of right now that I'm watching and I'm enjoying. I know I'm probably the only one, and you know, I think Michelle from the Bronx watched it, but I really enjoy Bering Sea Gold, and that one is crazy. I've never even mentioned that on the show before right now, but. The King of the Nerds is still somewhat entertaining to me, and that's kind of winding down. The Devil's Ride, certainly, I have to mention that and say thank you again for getting me up into that. I watched every episode from the first season before I watched the brand new ones, and that one is awfully cool.
Yeah, I love that show. That's one that's been my new witch's favorite for a while now, so we're certainly going to watch that. And that season has just started. So there's certainly a lot out there, and some that are just starting, some that are getting ready to start in March. Lots of reality to talk about. Oh yes,
Celebrity Apprentice is starting up next week, and also that special 2-hour episode to follow up on the Amish Mafia, that's coming up the same night as Celebrity Apprentice. And
oh my goodness,
Gypsy Sisters! I have to tell you this: they have started up the subsequent episodes for that one too. Or when I said, "Oh, and Myrtle Manor, welcome to Myrtle Manor," starts that night too with Celebrity Apprentice. Next Sunday night, there's too many shows. Oh no.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I can.
Yeah, I understand.
I think I'm
going to
blow up my hoppa.
The hoppa, overload.
Yep. Hoppa is going to jump out of here.
Going to hop on out.
Yep. So, well, at least we're not, you know, looking for reality to watch. We're not short of reality.
That's true.
It could be worse.
Anything before we end this that we need to talk about for tomorrow?
tomorrow, I'm not real sure exactly who our guests will be for tomorrow. But make sure that you join us tomorrow for Manic Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, with Michelle Costa from Season 10 of Big Brother. She always has a great show. She usually always has a wonderful special guest on the show with her. So sometimes I don't find out until the day of the show who the special guest will be. And sometimes that's because getting confirmations are, you know, running late. But she lets me know as soon as she gets the confirmation who her guest will be.
I need to quickly, I'm sorry, yeah, I need to quickly mention people. We only have like 3-4 days left that you can help the reality people that want to get out to Reality Rally.
Reality Rally.
And donate. And Mary and David are certainly dear friends of ours here. And if you can, you know, gather the troops and get a good number of people that can, you know, contribute some money to them, it would be so nice if they were able to get out there. There's go to realityrally.com and check out.
And Michelle Costa.
Yes, and Michelle. But I feel bad.
Mary and David would.
See them.
I would love to.
Oh, happy birthday
Mary
to Jillian!
David.
I didn't.
Jillian's birthday is today.
I didn't know that.
Oh my goodness! I didn't either. Jillian Larson, happy birthday, sweetie. We absolutely adore you. So if I would have known, I would have had Louie say happy birthday as well. But there was one other thing I wanted to mention. I wanted to mention it while Louie was still on. I actually just extended the show. So if
okay.
Those of you who are here live, if the show goes silent in 3 minutes, you may need to refresh. Just click on refresh and the show will come back to you. But I wanted to mention something that I just saw on Twitter. Ethan Zahn is going to be ringing the bell tomorrow morning at NASDAQ for Gabriel's
wow.
Angels, a.k.a. Cure Cancer Now. So I found that to be really cool. Ringing the bell at NASDAQ, that's a big deal. So,
that is a big deal. It
yeah.
almost sounds like it. Also, almost sounds like NASCAR. I actually watched today, by the way.
Oh, I did too.
I knew you would.
Horrible wreck yesterday. I'm glad they didn't have anything like that today.
Yeah.
So, I was
I. So all my interrupting, now that you've extended it, was not necessary. I was
right.
I was trying to get things in before the show ended, and now I can sit back in my rocking chair. And
in your rocking chair?
Anyway, no, that is special, but they don't really. On the NASDAQ thing, what do you have to watch, like CNBC? Or they don't always show everybody every day, do they? Is there a channel that they always show them ringing it in?
I don't know exactly where you can watch that out. You know me, Paul. I'm not up that early.
All right. That's true. That's what DVRs and Hoppas. That's what Hoppas are for.
I don't have enough money to be watching the NASDAQ.
Same here.
So that's not something I would record on my Hoppa, you know?
Yeah. No. But that is a big no, but I agree that is a huge deal. I mean, that they don't do that for everybody. That's quite an honor for somebody to be able to do that.
All right, so I'm really happy for him. I was really, really sad to see that, you know, he and Jenna had split up, and that was, you know, just one of the saddest news commentary things that I had seen in a long time when I seen that last week. And, you know, I'm sure both of them will move on and have wonderful lives, but they have been together for 10 years and gone through so much. And it just seemed like they were, you know, the perfect couple. And you just almost expected them to stay together forever. And when I saw the news of them splitting up, it just broke my heart. So, you know, I was glad to see some good news for him today, that he's going to be ringing the bell at NASDAQ, and thought I'd share that. Not that any of us know him personally, but just wish him the best. He's gone through a lot in his life, and always wish him the best. So,
the other show that I quickly am now, I don't know why I didn't have it ready to record, but another Sunday show, Mob Wives.
Mob Wives. Oh, my gosh.
That one's on tonight, too, and I am recording the midnight showing now, the 1 a.m. on the East Coast. This is going to be the episode where Lee shows up, so I can't wait to... what? What is Ben talking about? Oh, you can actually go online to NASDAQ.com. That's NASDAQ, NASDAQ, NASDAQ.com to see the them ringing it in. Oh, IHOP. Yeah, people listening to podcasts have no idea what Paul is randomly talking about. And I'm not even going to, it's not them. Okay.
We won't go there. Okay.
Yeah. Biggest
so
loser.
So Duck
are
Dynasty.
You,
now, I did watch the last episode of Biggest Loser, and I did get to see Jared. So thank you for reminding me of that. And,
and
I will
we
try
should,
to catch up on...
Should,
on those
we
as
should
I
tell
can
our
with
listeners,
my
HAPA. Yes, we should tell our listeners this. The previous episode where Jared from Subway shows up to the ranch, and to honor his 15 years with Subway, the winner of this season of The Biggest Loser is going to do a commercial with him. And in addition to the winner of this year, the fans can also go on to thebiggestloser.com and vote for one of the past contestants to join them. So it will be a past contestant, the winner of this season, and Jared, all in a 15th anniversary Subway commercial. And one of the people that is vying for that spot is somebody that's been on our show a couple of times, is Patrick House. So you can vote for anybody, but I would encourage you to vote for Patrick.
Absolutely. He's come on this show so many times, and he's working with many children.
And perfect
in childhood.
For this season, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ben's cracking me up in the chat room. Patrick works with so many kids in childhood obesity, and he would be a perfect fit for this commercial, and he is a perfect fit for this season. I would love to see them have him on this season. He would just be perfect for going on and being with the kids that are on this season. I would love to see that. So,
I gotta believe that they may have invited him, but I also know from him being on our show, this guy is on the road more than like a rock star is. It seems like he is constantly, maybe he was too busy to be there, but he would be perfect because of what he's doing in his real life to be part of this season.
He is on the road constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are so inclined, you can go to their website and vote for the Biggest Loser of your choosing, or you can vote for Patrick
somebody
Kelly
else.
And follow our lead and vote for Patrick House. We'd certainly like to see him on the commercial. And I think he would be, as Paul and I have stated, a perfect fit because he works with so many kids with childhood obesity. And he puts his whole heart and soul into this, and he has been since he left Biggest Loser. And he keeps in contact with so many people and assists them with their diet and helps them on a daily basis. You know, he puts everything he's got into giving back since he's been off the show. And, you know, that's the kind of person I'd like to see, you know, get rewarded back. When they realize what a gift they've been given and they've succeeded in continuing to keep the weight off and they're helping others to achieve that same goal and they're helping kids, you know, with this problem. You know, kids can be such bullies and so mean. And if you help a child with that problem and they grow up learning to eat the right foods and grow up healthy, what better gift can you give? I mean,
I'm sure it happens with the adult contestants on the show, but so often you see, you know, family members that need the help too. And when a child can influence adults and then go on. When I saw that they were, you know, including kids this year, I thought that was long overdue and it would be something that I would like to see happen every season, to be honest with you.
I agree. So I think we've about wrap this one up, Paul.
I think so, too.
I hope everybody joins us tomorrow for our Manic Monday show with Michelle Costa, the Portuguese Princess.
And we also have to keep reminding listeners, don't forget, we're doing it an hour early for Survivor Thursday night show. So
yes,
make sure...
Right. And that is at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific. I can't forget those mountain people. It was easier for Bubba, our host, to do the show an hour earlier. He does get up very early, so it was much easier for our host to join us again this season, and we agreed to move the show up 1 hour earlier so that it was a better fit for him. So if y'all have been to the show, you know what a gem Bubba is, and
yes,
it was worth it to us to make this 1 hour change to accommodate Bubba, because he is just a perfect fit for this show. And I do want to mention as well, we will be having Kobe Archa join Bubba on many of this season's shows for Survivor Roundtable show. Flavor. And have them sort of have different opinions and let them sort of bounce opinions off of each other. And I think that's going to be a really interesting combination.
Yeah, maybe instead of calling it a round table when Kobe's on, we could call it point counterpoint.
Something like that might be good. But I think, you know, with Kobe coming on, those two absolutely, you know, have become, they were on the season together. They are wonderful friends, but they don't always have the same opinions at all. And so when they recap the show, I'm sure that they're going to have differing opinions on who they like, who they don't like, what they thought of, you know, people's, you know, moves on the show. I think they're, you know, many of their opinions are going to be different. And so it will be a point counterpoint kind of thing. And there will be many different, it's not going to be arguments because they, you know, they love each other, but there will be a difference of opinions where those two stand. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how they share their points of view.
Yep. I have to give some cred again to Ben. He said it's important to keep Bubba happy so he doesn't shoot up the jukebox.
That's our theme song for Bubba that we played before
him.
Bubba comes on. Right. Bubba shot the jukebox.
And I did not hear about the dummies in Vegas. Apparently some idiots in Vegas stole a jukebox thinking it was an ATM. That's I know you said the DJ booth. But the song says Bubba shot the jukebox. Don't be arguing with me, Ben.
Okay.
Oh,
well, I do
okay.
want to thank
now
everyone.
Now I get it. He's already shot the jukebox. We don't want him to also shoot up the DJ booth. I got it. Now I get it. Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone,
Ben,
for being here with us. And, Ben, I certainly hope that you maintain power through the night. I know that with a foot of snow there where you're at and power lines going down all around you, it looks like you could have a rough night ahead. We'll keep you in our prayers. Hope you stay with power, stay warm, stay safe. And I say that to everyone out there. Take care and be kind to each other. I'm going to close the show with Ron as I always do. Just want to make sure that y'all know how much we appreciate each and every one of you who come to our show live or listen to the show at a later time on podcast. We love you all, and we appreciate each and every one of our listeners. And we certainly, as I said, hope that you'll be back tomorrow for the Manic Monday show at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and on Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Here's Ron to close the show. Take care, everybody. We love you. Good night.
So thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and it still is part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, that, you know, I do this for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone. I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Again, take care, everybody. Count your blessings. And be happy for what you have. Join us when you can. We're glad always to see you in our chat room and to know you're here with us. God bless everybody. Take care. Good night.